Do you ever wonder why the people you love the most get the most negative about a dream you have or a vision you have? Sometimes it just makes you wonder, what is going on? Hey, 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 and welcome back to Calling Over Comfort. I'm your host, Francine Ivy. Calling Over Comfort is a place for Christians that are willing to, well, get out of their comfort zone and make a real difference in the world. You know, not just keyboard junkies sharing their opinion on social media, but really making a difference by being a light in the world, either through ministry, in the marketplace, or like me, through coaching. Each time you come here, you will be encouraged, you're going to be empowered, but you will also be challenged to step out of your comfort zone and believe in who God created you to be, to own it, and to really live it. It is my prayer that every time you come here, that something I say will instigate you to take action. Why? Because I believe the world needs you. So have you ever had a time when you got a download from the Lord? Like here you are, a kingdom entrepreneur or a kingdom coach, and God just downloads this vision and you're so excited about it and you bring it to those close to you and they are like big time Debbie Downers, like serious naysayers. And you wonder why? This is God, right? But let's be honest, they don't have the grace, vision, or faith that God, when He gave you that vision, also gave you. Now let me explain. You see, sometimes God does things kind of, sometimes a lot of the times, God does things outside of logic, right? He's at work. And when you're a kingdom entrepreneur, a kingdom coach, we're spirit led, and God, we've given God the permission to lead us and guide us in a different way, right? We've given Him permission to lead, be the CEO of our companies, be the CEO of our business, that He is our provider, that we seek first the kingdom of God. And so because we've given Him that much leeway, we don't run on logic. But our family members and those close to us, they do run on logic when it comes to the vision God's given you. So sometimes you will go and share with family members something that you know God is calling you to do, but they don't have the grace to see it because they weren't called to it. Now, what do you do in those situations? Well, you don't argue. You don't, and maybe you're sharing too quickly, right? Maybe some of us are hearing from God and then trying to confirm with everybody else. If God said it, then you need to do it. But I will go back and say this. It is very important that you have good counsel, okay? It is. And you need to find some people that will pray for you and pray before talking with you so that they can be extended the grace to see it and to be a good counsel for you. I remember one time my mom and dad would get a little upset with me about some decisions that my husband and I and the kids were making. And I finally had just a really sit down time with my dad. And I said, Dad, it is so important that you understand that your words are so weighty in my life. And that what you say means a lot to me. And so I'm going to ask a favor because I think sometimes when I share something with you that is a God call or a God decision or a God direction, that you're answering me with your daddy voice, which is great. And I love your daddy voice. But there are times when I need you to use your godly wisdom voice. So I'm going to ask at times for you to pray and seek the Lord when I bring things to you before you use your daddy protective voice. I hope that someone's hearing me here and understanding. You see, my dad would come to me as my dad. and he would want to protect me, and he would want it to make logical sense. He was smart and he was strong and all those things. But when it came to me pivoting on God choices, that sometimes meant listening to a burning bush or walking around the city to take out the wall, that it made no sense, not attack the wall, but walk around it and blow trumpets, right? God sometimes called us to do strange things, to accomplish things that in our logical brain made no sense. And so once I had that conversation with my dad, he was much more careful with the way he shared his advice. He didn't always come as daddy. He came as a wise, prayed up, good counsel. So sometimes you may need to give your family grace because they don't have the grace or have been equipped with the faith that they need that you did when God gave you that vision. So sometimes we may be sharing a little too early, or maybe we're not sharing with someone that can pray and ask God, for God, what are you saying to my daughter, to my niece, to my sister, right? To my mother, or father. Be careful, because it doesn't mean that they're bad counsel because they're bad people, but they may be bad counsel in that moment because they love you so much that they're leaning into the logical when they really need to lean into their faith. Have you ever wondered about becoming a Christian coach or mentor? The industry is booming right now, and I'm going to be honest, there's a lot of junk out there, a lot. But as a Christian coach, you can bring the power of the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit into this industry. And that is why God has called us at Consumed Coaching to certify and empower Spirit-led Christians to use coaching as a way to build lives and build the kingdom. If you've ever thought about it, I'm going to ask you to go to consumedcoaching.com and take the quiz. There's a button at the top, and there's also a banner at the very top where you can take a quiz and just see, do you have the heart? Do you have the skills to become a Christian coach? Now, whether it's a ministry for you or it's a career, if you do it part-time or full-time, it doesn't really matter. But if you are feeling called, we want to know about it. Then if you see that you did score high on the quiz, I want you to schedule a call with me. I want you to reach, there's a button also at the top of consumedcoaching.com that says schedule a free call, and let's just chat about it. Because here coming up in the summer, we have a new certification class. It'll be the last one for 2023. So you're going to want to be a part of it if this is what God's calling you to do. So if you've had even an inkling about, Lord, I want you to use my gifts, then I want you to jump in. I want you to at least get the call with me. If you've thought about the fact that maybe I need to be in counseling, but then that didn't quite feel right, then you need to reach out to me. I'm excited about talking with you. So if that's you, go to consumedcoaching.com, take the quiz, then schedule a call. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and if you haven't already, please drop a review for us. It helps us so much, and it means so much to us when we read them. If you'd like to connect with me or with one of our awesome coaches, go to consumedcoaching.com and request a free coaching call. We would love to hear your story and what God is doing in your life and business. Until next time, know that we are here for your success, and I am here cheering you on.